The Honorable Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Washington, D.C. 20515. Dear Madam Speaker, I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade being pursued by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. This impeachment represents an unprecedented and unconstitutional abuse of power by Democrat lawmakers, unequaled in nearly 2.5 centuries of American legislative history. The articles of impeachment, introduced by the House Judiciary Committee, are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, and no offenses whatsoever. You have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word, impeachment. By proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you are violating your oaths of office, you are breaking your allegiance to the Constitution, and you are declaring open war on American democracy. You dare to invoke the Founding Fathers, in pursuit of this election nullification scheme, yet your spiteful actions display unfettered contempt for America's founding, and your egregious conduct threatens to destroy that which our founders pledged their very lives to build. Even worse than offending the Founding Fathers, you are offending Americans of faith by continually saying, "I pray for the President," when you know this statement is not true, unless it is meant in a negative sense. It is a terrible thing you are doing, but you will have to live with it, not I. Your first claim, abuse of power, is a completely disingenuous, meritless, and baseless invention of your imagination. You know that I had a totally innocent conversation with the President of Ukraine. I then had a second conversation that has been misquoted, mischaracterized, and fraudulently misrepresented. Fortunately, there was a transcript of the conversation taken, and you know from the transcript, which was immediately made available, that the paragraph in question was perfect. I said to President Zelensky, "I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot, and Ukraine knows a lot about it." I said, "Do us a favor, not me, and our country, not a campaign." I then mentioned the Attorney General of the United States. Every time I talk with a foreign leader, I put America's interests first, just as I did with President Zelensky. You are turning a policy disagreement between two branches of government into an impeachable offense. It is no more legitimate than the executive branch charging members of Congress with crimes for the lawful exercise of legislative power. You know full well that Vice President Biden used his office and $1 billion of U.S. aid money to coerce Ukraine into firing the prosecutor who was digging into the company paying his son millions of dollars. You know this because Biden bragged about it on video. Biden openly stated, "I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch. He got fired. Even Joe Biden admitted just days ago in an interview with NPR that it looked bad. Now you are trying to impeach me by falsely accusing me of doing what Joe Biden has admitted he actually did. President Zelensky has repeatedly declared that I did nothing wrong and that there was no pressure. He further emphasized that it was a good phone call, that I don't feel pressure, and explicitly stressed that nobody pushed me. The Ukrainian foreign minister stated very clearly, "I have never seen a direct link between investigations and security assistance." He also said there was no pressure. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, a supporter of Ukraine who met privately with President Zelensky, has said, "At no time during this meeting was there any mention by Zelensky or any Ukrainian that they were feeling pressure to do anything in return for the military aid." Many meetings have been held between representatives of Ukraine and our country. Never once did Ukraine complain about pressure being applied, not once. Ambassador Sondland testified that I told him, "No quid pro quo. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want President Zelensky to do the right thing, do what he ran on. The second claim, so-called obstruction of Congress, is preposterous and dangerous. House Democrats are trying to impeach the duly elected President of the United States for asserting constitutionally based privileges that have been asserted on a bipartisan basis by administrations of both political parties throughout our nation's history. Under that standard, every American president would have been impeached many times over. As liberal law professor Jonathan Turley warned when addressing congressional Democrats, I can't emphasize this enough. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. Everyone, you included, knows what is really happening. Your chosen candidate lost the election in 2016, in an Electoral College landslide, 306 to 227, and you, and your party, have never recovered from this defeat. You have developed a full-fledged case of what many in the media call Trump derangement syndrome, and sadly, you will never get over it. You are unwilling and unable to accept the verdict issued at the ballot box during the great election of 2016. So you have spent three straight years attempting to overturn the will of the American people and nullify their votes. You view democracy as your enemy. Speaker Pelosi, you admitted just last week at a public forum that your party's impeachment effort has been going on for 2.5 years, long before you ever heard about a phone call with Ukraine. 19 minutes after I took the oath of office, the Washington Post published a story headlined, "The Campaign to Impeach President Trump Has Begun." Less than 3 months after my inauguration, Representative Maxine Waters stated, "I'm going to fight every day, until he's impeached." House Democrats introduced the first impeachment resolution against me, within months of my inauguration, for what will be regarded as one of our country's best decisions, the firing of James Comey, see Inspector General reports, who the world now knows, is one of the dirtiest cops our nation has ever seen. A ranting and raving Congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, declared just hours after she was sworn into office, "We're gonna go in there and we're gonna impeach the mother FR." Representative Al Green said in May, "I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get re-elected." Again, you and your allies said, and did, all of these things, long before you ever heard of President Zelensky, or anything related to Ukraine. As you know very well, this impeachment drive has nothing to do with Ukraine, or the totally appropriate conversation I had with its new president. It only has to do with your attempt to undo the election of 2016 and steal the election of 2020. Congressman Adam Schiff cheated and lied all the way up to the present day, even going so far as to fraudulently make up, out of thin air, my conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine, and read this fantasy language to Congress, as though it were said by me. His shameless lies and deceptions, dating all the way back to the Russia hoax, is one of the main reasons we are here today. You and your party are desperate to distract from America's extraordinary economy, incredible jobs boom, record stock market, soaring confidence, and flourishing citizens. Your party simply cannot compete with our record, 7 million new jobs, the lowest ever unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans, a rebuilt military, a completely reformed VA, with choice and accountability for our great veterans, more than 170 new federal judges, and 2 Supreme Court justices, historic tax and regulation cuts, the elimination of the individual mandate, the first decline in prescription drug prices in half a century, the first new branch of the United States military since 1947, the Space Force, strong protection of the Second Amendment, criminal justice reform, a defeated ISIS caliphate, and the killing of the world's number one terrorist leader, al-Baghdadi. The replacement of the disastrous NAFTA trade deal with the wonderful USMCA, Mexico and Canada. a breakthrough Phase 1 trade deal with China, massive new trade deals with Japan and South Korea, withdrawal from the terrible Iran nuclear deal, cancellation of the unfair, and costly, Paris Climate Accord, becoming the world's top energy producer, recognition of Israel's capital, opening the American embassy in Jerusalem, and recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. A colossal reduction in illegal border crossings, the ending of catch and release, and the building of the southern border wall. And that is just the beginning, there is so much more. You cannot defend your extreme policies, open borders, mass migration, high crime, crippling taxes, socialized healthcare, destruction of American energy, late-term taxpayer-funded abortion, elimination of the Second Amendment, radical far-left theories of law and justice, and constant partisan obstruction of both common sense and common good. There is nothing I would rather do than stop referring to your party as the Do-Nothing Democrats. Unfortunately, I don't know that you will ever give me a chance to do so. After 3 years of unfair and unwarranted investigations, $45 million spent, 18 angry Democrat prosecutors, the entire force of the FBI, headed by leadership now proven to be totally incompetent and corrupt, you have found nothing. Few people in high position could have endured or passed this test. You do not know, nor do you care, the great damage and hurt you have inflicted upon wonderful and loving members of my family. You conducted a fake investigation upon the democratically elected President of the United States, and you are doing it yet again. There are not many people who could have taken the punishment inflicted during this period of time, and yet done so much for the success of America and its citizens. But instead of putting our country first, you have decided to disgrace our country still further. You completely failed with the Mueller report, because there was nothing to find, so you decided to take the next hoax that came along, the phone call with Ukraine, even though it was a perfect call. And, by the way, when I speak to foreign countries, there are many people, with permission, listening to the call on both sides of the conversation. You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic, for your own selfish personal, political, and partisan gain. Before the impeachment hoax, it was the Russian witch hunt. Against all evidence, and regardless of the truth, you and your deputies claimed that my campaign colluded with the Russians, a grave, malicious, and slanderous lie, a falsehood like no other. You forced our nation through turmoil and torment, over a wholly fabricated story, illegally purchased from a foreign spy, by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, in order to assault our democracy. Yet, when the monstrous lie was debunked, and this Democrat conspiracy dissolved into dust, you did not apologize. You did not recant. You did not ask to be forgiven. You showed no remorse, no capacity for self-reflection. Instead, you pursued your next libelous and vicious crusade. You engineered an attempt to frame and defame an innocent person. All of this was motivated by personal political calculation. Your speakership and your party are held hostage by your most deranged and radical representatives of the far left. Each one of your members lives in fear of a socialist primary challenger. This is what is driving impeachment. Look at Congressman Nadler's challenger. Look at yourself and others. Do not take our country down with your party. If you truly cared about freedom and liberty for our nation, then you would be devoting your vast investigative resources to exposing the full truth concerning the FBI's horrifying abuses of power, before, during, and after the 2016 election, including the use of spies against my campaign, the submission of false evidence to a FISA court, and the concealment of exculpatory evidence, in order to frame the innocent. The FBI has great and honorable people, but the leadership was inept and corrupt. I would think that you would personally be appalled by these revelations, because in your press conference, The day you announced impeachment, you tied the impeachment effort directly to the completely discredited Russia hoax, declaring twice that all roads lead to Putin, when you know that is an abject lie. I have been far tougher on Russia than President Obama ever even thought to be. Any member of Congress who votes in support of impeachment, against every shred of truth, fact, evidence, and legal principle, is showing how deeply they revile the voters, and how truly they detest America's constitutional order. Our founders feared the tribalization of partisan politics, and you are bringing their worst fears to life. Worse still, I have been deprived of basic constitutional due process, from the beginning of this impeachment scam, right up until the present. I have been denied the most fundamental rights, afforded by the Constitution, including the right to present evidence, to have my own counsel present, to confront accusers, and to call and cross-examine witnesses, like the so-called whistleblower, who started this entire hoax with a false report of the phone call, that bears no relationship to the actual phone call that was made. Once I presented the transcribed call, which surprised and shocked the fraudsters, they never thought that such evidence would be presented. The so-called whistleblower, and the second whistleblower, disappeared, because they got caught, their report was a fraud, and they were no longer going to be made available to us. In other words, once the phone call was made public, your whole plot blew up, but that didn't stop you from continuing. More due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trials. You, and others on your committees, have long said impeachment must be bipartisan. It is not. You said it was very divisive. It certainly is. Even far more than you ever thought possible, and it will only get worse. This is nothing more than an illegal, partisan attempted coup that will, based on recent sentiment, badly fail at the voting booth. You are not just after me, as president, you are after the entire Republican Party. But because of this colossal injustice, our party is more united than it has ever been before. History will judge you harshly as you proceed with this impeachment charade. Your legacy will be that of turning the House of Representatives from a revered legislative body into a star chamber of partisan persecution. Perhaps most insulting of all is your false display of solemnity. You apparently have so little respect for the American people that you expect them to believe that you are approaching this impeachment somberly, reservedly, and reluctantly. No intelligent person believes what you are saying. Since the moment I won the election, the Democrat Party has been possessed by impeachment fever. There is no reticence. This is not a somber affair. You are making a mockery of impeachment, and you are scarcely concealing your hatred of me, of the Republican Party, and tens of millions of patriotic Americans. The voters are wise, and they are seeing straight through this empty, hollow, and dangerous game you are playing. I have no doubt the American people will hold you and the Democrats fully responsible in the upcoming 2020 election. They will not soon forgive your perversion of justice and abuse of power. There is far too much that needs to be done to improve the lives of our citizens. It is time for you, and the highly partisan Democrats in Congress, to immediately cease this impeachment fantasy, and get back to work for the American people. While I have no expectation that you will do so, I write this letter to you for the purpose of history, and to put my thoughts on a permanent, and indelible record. 100 years from now, when people look back at this affair, I want them to understand it, and learn from it, so that it can never happen to another president again. Sincerely yours, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. CC, United States Senate, United States House of Representatives.